Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the D. Whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves live. At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, Detroit, and all our global listeners. You're tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network Station, and I'm your host, Miss Poetic Energy, bringing it to you live in the evening time. We're so graciously waiting for our co-host to arrive in the building, and he should be here very shortly, Lord willing. But we're going to keep it going and get it started here tonight, as we always do. I love celebrating and fellowshipping with the poets from across the globe. I always appreciate your presence and your love and support of the Poetic Energy Network Station. And you know how we have to do. We mix it up all for you. You can come and sing. You can come and shoot some comedy. You can come and, you know, spit some poetry. You can come in and have some jazz. Whatever you desire to do, just share this moment with us and this hour with us here on tonight. Well, I'm just going to get it started like we do. I think my co-host is in the building, Stevie G. He just put a smile on a sister's face. Hey, Stevie G.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm good. Hello out there, folks.
All right, shout out to Miss Poetic X in Motion, Wing Dog, and Stevie G, of course, my co-host, and the many of you that are on the switchboard hanging out with us. We so appreciate your presence. We just gonna get it started, y'all. Let's shake the place up a little bit and just have some music for a moment. You know what, on second thought, I just want to open up with Alvin Lloyd Horn with some great, great poetry. And I want to share his piece. Let me stand next to your fire. How about that?
Let me stand next to your fire. Fire images, you and I. Lightning and thunder, crashing from the sky, rising from the earth's core. Heat like the sun, burn, but never burning up, but burning down. Like the planet Mercury, too close to the sun, no one can live there. Stoking and stroking up the flames. you higher. Up in the emotional methane, we rise and float. Highly volatile, we explode. Emit hot but cooling affecting rain. Smoke, we smolder. I clean away the unburned fuel.
Your fire. That was by Mr. Alvin Lloyd Horn, who happens to be a phenomenal poet out there, really doing it up. And he got a new book out. We got to get him on the show to see what that book is all about, and help, hopefully help him promote that book. But he also is going to be performing here in Michigan in September with me, so I am so excited about that. How about we're going to keep the show going? I see we have some hands here, and we're going to take a few callers in and kind of mix it up for everybody tonight so we can get it all in like we should. All right, we're going to take the very, very, very first caller here on the air. Caller from the 256 area code. You are on the air with Miss Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have that's going to rock the mic tonight?
Hey, this is Wing Dog. What's up?
What up, hey. Wing Dog?
Hey, How are you?
I'm good. I'm just great. I was on the other end trying to get another fellow poet to come in and come join the show. You know, we was on another show a minute ago, and I told him to follow me over to Poetic Energy. So I was hoping
right.
to put it up in the
that.
Chat room any time now. But I got an exclusive piece just wrote, just fresh off the press.
All right, exclusive. We like that.
And this piece is called Look But Don't Touch.
Woo, all right.
All right, here I go. Now, lady, I've been watching you and wanting you, but I noticed that you are off limits. Therefore, I ask, can I admire you from afar? Can I touch, hold, caress you in my mind? Or am I going too far? Can my lips blow kisses at you? Can my feet step a little closer to you? So my ears can hear your heart flutter while your face blush as I read this poem to you. Can my eyes undress you? Take a peek through that see-through silk sundress? Can I imagine you and I alone, naked on some faraway exotic place? And that your vagina is a sweet bowl of the most delicious pink yogurt-filled pie that my tongue has ever tasted. Creamy, velvety, soft, warm, and wet. Next picture. Two perfect, firm, perky mounds of jello. Can I imagine that that's your breast? That I squeeze up my hand and put in my mouth and suck? Lightly my teeth brush and bite gently on each nipple? Then mosey on down and take my time to lick the fruit of that lies on top of your moist yogurt pie until your whole body spill or gasset rhythm ripples. Now, lady, if oral pleasure you like giving, I'm a king with a royal large blow pop that you can unwrap, touch, lick, suck, and what? Oh, am I getting carried away or am I saying too much? Well, okay. Speaking of ripples and waves, can I imagine that your mind is a crystal clear sea, harboring a pretty horny mermaid that my words can make love to? See, we could swim all day exploring all your secrets and hidden intimate underwater lagoons. laughing and conversating till we both erupt into a tsunami of bliss. Fulfilled, tired, yet relaxed from enjoying all those romantic monsoons. Now, Princess Aria, let's swim back to reality. Can we make a mental connection without getting physical? Lady, please say yes. Can we text messages, pass notes while no one is looking? Can I request that we be friends without holding hands or Facebooking? Baby, you got my hands on a do not touch restriction, yet I'm still feeling you. A chocolate diamond deep in the earth? Shit, girl, you know I'm digging you. A Leo and a pussycat? I know you're curious and I am too. So please, stop killing us. It's not out of fear, but respect that I honor the look but do not touch distance between us. Yeah, you say I'm a mess. Yeah, I know. When it's your alluring presence that keeps my usually cool disposition stressed. Anxiously waiting the day your glossy, coated lips say yes. I ask, girl, that gorgeous, sexy body, can I undress? Again, am I asking too much, too soon? Am I asking too soon a little too much? Well, if so, excuse me, lady. Please forgive me. But may I continue to look as long as I don't touch? That's it.
Ooh, all right. Way to go. You were smiling. All right now. I like that. He broke it on down. He was smooth with the Stevie G.
Hey, that's a way to rock it.
All right,
oh, it's always a pleasure. Yeah, thank you for letting me share. It's always a pleasure to get on your mic and just, once again, I just thank you for you having such a wonderful show, you're a wonderful host. I thank you.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate that so much. You got me over here smiling because I just felt that smoothness all the way over through the airwaves. Like, you want to share quickly your any books, anything that you're doing out there that you want support from?
Well, I'm not doing anything yet, but I've had a couple of poets that have been encouraging me to step out and write, to put my poetry in a book, and I've been actually seriously thinking about doing that. So I'm going to say not at this moment, but in the near future.
All right. We're going to be looking out for
it. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook, Gary Malone, Athens, Alabama.
All right, check Mr. Gary Malone, a.k.a. Wing Doll on y'all. He know how to bring it smooth all the way from Alabama. Hey, all right, we're going to keep the show going tonight and take the very next caller, then mix it up a little bit for you. Caller from the 202 area code, you are on the air, Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have that's going to rock the mic tonight?
What's up, Poetic E and Stevie G? This is Lowry. How y'all doing?
Hey, Lowry.
Hey, Lowry. How you doing?
All right. All right.
We know you're going to do your thing, so.
Yeah, man. Can't wait to finally meet you.
Yeah, me too.
Definitely. This piece, it's an old one, but I don't know if I spit it here. It's called The Truth Behind It All.
All right.
Everyone says they can handle the truth, but they're really not ready for the truth. Because truth be told, people would be so in awe that it would leave them uncouth. First off, why so many people living their lives over the Internet? It's so interesting that you let the whole world know your biz. But people close to you, you reveal nothing. They around the corner, but you forget who they is. The realness is those who really, really write the term shaking your head, SMH. Nobody sees that. Or who hears you laughing your ass off, LMAO. And ladies, not all. But I must say, a lot of you don't want to lose weight for that bullshit-ass reason for health issues. It's because you want to attract a man. When you slim down, you have newfound confidence. Now you're some hot shit after years of hating on Beyonce. You hated on her and her famous husband, Jay-Z, because you're not rich, didn't have him, and aren't pursued by many men. And unlike her, you don't have that so-called perfect figure. But unless you're the one getting all the compliments, accolades, and attention, so there goes your self-esteem now. You go figure. And let's not forget that super macho man who's holding on to this caveman bullshit taught to him by his father. But other parts of his being a regular human being, like displaying sensitivity and his paying attention to detail, he doesn't bother. He's such a man that he pretends to show no emotion. But truth is, you cry like a baby when you get home once you realize she's gone. Truth is, he is programmed to be something unreal, animalistic, and trying to live up to something artificial. Truth is, he's only a poor imitation of what he wished he could be when he was really artificial. And it's amazing how people follow trends, most up to their 40s, still trying to rap like Lil Wayne and having a grill like Lil Jon. Truth is, he's trying to relive something in his past he can't let go. He still want to show how the West was won. And what about these fake-ass preachers that use God as a tool to lead a misguided flock to make their pockets fat? They so blaspheme, they want to fake like they leading the flock, but they too busy showing several trips to where the collection plate is at. Truth is, some people are always pretending they have no flaws. Truth is, the main fools that say wrap it up ain't even married and still fucking raw. Truth is, when people can't have their way, they suffer from severe irritation. They get very fierce when their wicked ways are being detected, so they run to manipulation. Truth is, people voted for Obama because they wanted a black president. Now, I'm not saying this, but this is food for thought. Do you think he was handpicked like a token Negro just to calm down the masses so he could set up and fail while he's in residence? Truth is, some people hearing this poem ain't going to agree. But then again, we all have the truth according to us, and there's the truth that cannot be denied, and that's that piece.
Oh, my
God.
All
right.
Lord. The truth is talking to me.
Once again, bringing it.
Thank you.
The truth has to be told right now.
Yeah.
We'll break down that truth.
Had to.
A lot, though, don't it? It hurts a lot of people.
Always brings it, so you know how Larry do.
Man, always just had to share that piece. You know, sometimes stuff you feel like you can't have in conversation, I just, hey, let it out in the pool. And, by the way, I'm going to dedicate something to Miss Poetic E since we might be seeing each other in Michigan. But I just want to give you a little taste of something. Is that all right?
Yes, sir.
I just want to say how much I love you. There comes a time when I must say that I love you so.
I love you.
People to give it and get it, and you know, and you can hit the Lowry fan page on Twitter for the album, but mostly find me on Facebook, Lowry, L-A-R-I-E Edwards. And I might
all
be
right,
back.
Yeah.
I might be back and be
all
in green.
Right, all right. We welcome that. All right, that was Mr. Lowry was holding it down on the mic. Woo! Serenading the sister there. Woo! Put the fire up at the mic now. Well, we're going to keep it going here. Let's mix it up a little bit. You know, I see some more of you on the line, but just be patient with us because we want to make sure we put a little few of our artists in rotation and keep them there. Then I'm going to play something by Mr. Harry Toure, and I know you're going to like it. And this one is his bombshell. Check it out, Detroit, and our listeners.
Oye, ¿qué quieres, bombón?
A stunning seductress, so curvy and voluptuous, but she's not your stereotypical busty bimbo. See, a bombshell is not only a sex symbol, she's also beautiful and brilliant. And nothing is capable of breaking a bombshell spirit because she's resilient. Plus, she's blessed with curves and a shape that can make men salivate. And she can shake a rump shaker like Josephine Baker. She exudes sex appeal like Dorothy Dandridge and Mae West. Loves her body so she doesn't need to get fake breasts. And she told me thick women like her can not only turn men's heads and break necks, a bombshell can also break a man's wallet and take home his paycheck. Ow! Mommy could have been from Puerto Rico, Brazil, New York, or Miami. I approached Mama Cita, went over to greet her. She recognized me and said, Hadi Papi, you're my favorite poet, you're the real Don Dada. I looked at the Spanish-speaking bombshell and simply replied, De nada. She wore a red dress, 3-inch stilettos. Mommy was on fire, and watching her dance was making my pupils perspire. And I was spellbound while watching the way her round hips sway. The DJ started to play the salsa sounds of the great Tito Puente. And mommy was so sexy, she made me wish that I could holler at her in Spanish fluently. Ow! Never underestimate the power of a brilliant bombshell.
Brazil.
Ah, definitely got the bombshell. Yeah.
All right, Detroit and all our global listeners, welcome back to the Poetic Energy Network station with, of course, your host, Poetic Energy, and your co-host, Mr. Stevie G, holding it down. On the mic was Mr. Kyrie with his spoken word piece with a little bit of that flavorful music entitled Bombshell. All right, we're going to keep it going tonight. We have a lot of great poets. We're anticipating coming onto the show and sharing with us tonight, but I think my co-host want to take over the mic tonight and do his thing, and then we'll connect somebody else in. How about that?
That's fine with me. Hey, y'all, I'm going to do a piece called I'm Alone. I'm home, I yell out to my empty dwelling. As I hear my neighbor saying, why is he yelling? He's by himself and he lives alone. So why the hell is he yelling I'm home? Well, neighbors, I talk to myself a lot, but crazy I'm not. I sing to myself too. When in solitude, these are some of the things you do. I eat alone, I sleep alone. The only company I have is on the other end of my phone. Hi, y'all. But I'm content in the way I live my life. This doesn't mean I wouldn't welcome a wife. I had to make an adjustment in my lifestyle. That's just part of God's tribulations and trials. Married for 20 years, I think an adjustment was in need. Now, there's only me to please. So to my God, I make this plea. Send me that woman that will love me right, that won't run off scared when times get tight. A woman that will hang in, ride or die. One that can muster up my biggest smile. She'll be the one I can cry along with. A man don't cry? Shit, that's only a myth. I live alone, and this is the bottom line. But it would be great to have company when I die. You see, living alone is not so bad. It just makes you think of the things you wish you had. After 20 years, I thought solitude would be difficult, but this is just not how this brother is built. God has given me the tools to endure, but now I just need a little bit more. So now the solitude I intend to escape and prepare myself for my lovely mate. So no more yelling to an empty dwelling. Honey, I'm home! I'll soon be yelling, and that's my piece.
All right. All right. Go on, Stevie G. All right now, Stevie G. Affirm that.
Ah, thank you.
Well, we're gonna keep this. Stevie G, you know, you never share your book. And people need to know you got a book out and what you're doing and all of that. So break
yes,
it down for them.
Of my book is Poetic Soul, and it can be purchased at Borders.com, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and the publishing company Trafford.com. So you can get me on Facebook, Stephen White. That's it. I don't have much more. You can reach me. You reach out and grab me.
All right. That was Mr. Stevie G, my co-host, holding it down the mic. Let him, his future partner know that he's home. All right. We're going to keep it going here. I think we got some more callers, but we have to mix it up just a little for those who sometimes can make it and sometimes they can't make it, and we promised that we would keep them in some rotation up in here. All right, and we're going to go with Honest Abe with A Black Sunrise, y'all.
Thank you.
noticed your tear shocks of pain have become your tear shocks, and a glass to drink away the sorrow inside. Confiding in me might have been one of the best moves you made, cause it allowed me to comprise this poem, making your ejaculated suffering fade away. You deserve to feel like a beacon of light that he can't help but see on a daily basis. A black sunrise whose face can't be denied. More than a Salisbury steak that's only taken out the freezer at dinner time. In place and blame to feed the flame is the last thing I want to do. But I'm sure you're thinking something like, put down that glass of shut up juice and speak to your woman. Put out that stick of weed so your blind mind can see how unpleased your woman is. I'm not trying to hate on your man. He should know better to ignore his number one fan. The Abe wants you to know that you are a treasure that can't be buried in a chest of solitude. Your pain and suffering shouldn't have to be balled up in a silent chamber, and the agony in your soul and eyes shouldn't equal the thickness in your hips and your thighs. Though these issues you got with your man make the quality time shaky, my words can be the peace to your mind's sake psyche, as the bed quaking, mind shaking, love making seems to have died down now. You've told me he loves you, and I've been trying to take your word for it without a doubt. The notion he don't like you, I fail to see the truth in. And now I find out you're carrying this child. Unplanned, like a clog in a drain or a bullet to the brain, it was holding on to it like an old man with a cane. But the days go by, and now you tell me it's gone. See, I know the sudden loss of your miscarried child makes this liquid frustration, bloody tears exposing fears that need comforting. And I hear all the time, the more things change, the more they stay the same. That's why it's hard for me to fathom you being shook as if you were common cold, thinking, how can he be so bold with you? As though your feelings were insignificant slaves sold to white masters. And he too may be hurting from this too common tragedy of nature, but needs to open his eyes and see the bigger picture of the situation. And you struggle to regain conscious hindsight to equal the sum of this fractured relationship, the arguments that made you a little numb. And to tell the truth, I'm starting to get a bad contact high off the sticky, icky tree smoking stress coming at you. Your life right now shouldn't be a chain that are laced with pain, where the cloud of skies reflecting your beautiful black sunrise. And testifying to me and the gods above may have you mess around and recapture the good love that's slipping out your fingers, so there is hope for the future. Always remember your time on this earth is precious. The infectious viruses contaminating these still waters must be treated in order for the sacred essence to be revitalized. And you don't take shit, you make shit. So defertilize the unsanitary weeds, spread it in your soil. I'm here to help and keep the winter chills hitting your encounter feel so cold. The shine you embody can still circulate again. And end the blood clots living in the place above you belong. Be strong and hold on to climb the face ladder I put in your sights. Ignore lighting that stick of dynamite on faithful deception. This TV's on the right channel, but with bad reception.
All right, yes, Detroit and all our global listeners, welcome back to the Poetic Energy Network station with your host, Miss Poetic Energy, and your co-host, Mr. Stevie G, holding it down tonight. That was Mr. Honest Abe with A Black Sunrise. Yes, I felt that piece. All right, we're going to keep the show going. We have been enjoying everybody that's been coming through tonight and just rocking the mic and and lighten it up. I still feel the smoke coming from each one of you just holding it down tonight, just doing your thing. We waiting on Mr. Acronyms, you know. He said he was going to come and do a piece, so, you know, I got to see what. Yeah, I haven't heard him in a while, so I'm highly anticipating him just breaking it on down with his talented style. So we're going to keep it going tonight. We're going to take the very next caller. All right, caller from the 919, you are on the air with Miss Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have going to rock the mic tonight? 919, are you there? All right. I hear someone. All right, we'll come back to that person if need be. All right, we're going to keep the show going tonight. All right. I'm just going to read my favorite piece tonight. Just a little short one. CBG, you already know what this piece is.
I know. Your short ones is real short. Y'all, she
well,
long.
You know,
she don't know how to write.
You always sound so long-winded, so you know I got to keep it short and sweet.
She don't know how to write a short one, y'all, so don't let her fool you with that short piece. Get ready, y'all.
I do know how to write short pieces, but I just love being, you know, and really, you know, going deep with it and indulging. But I'm just going to read a short piece.
Hold on, before you read it, let everybody go to the concession stand.
It's not a lot of flowery fluff in this piece, but I happen to love it because it's talking about love in the simplest form. But here we go. This is out of the book, our anthology, The Synchronized Ink, and the piece is entitled, I Am Love and Love is Me. I am love and love is me. Love is the metaphysics, the DNA that makes up the molecules in me. I speak love, I give love, I bathe in love, and I relish and retreat in the cold of love. My pores excavate blood from the hollow of my veins. My heart bleeds and it spills with love blood stains. I am love, and love is me. Wherever I go, you know what? Love follows me. Love is my bulletproof shield in the valleys of the shadow of death. Love sustains me when I have given all my love to someone else. Love teaches me to unselfishly wipe away the tears from another's eyes before I wipe away the tears released from my own. In return, guess what? Love rewards me with her precious gifts of more love, unconditional love, sacred love, and blissful love. Love maintains and comforts me and assures me I will never walk alone because I am love and love is me. Love is and always will be the metaphysics, the DNA that makes up the molecules in me. Love made me into the person I needed to be because love is the very thing that keeps me free. And that is my piece. I love that poem.
I do too. I really do like it.
Thank you, Stevie G. Was that too loud? Right, that's enough stroking my own ego. All right, we're going to keep the show going. CBG, what you doing over there?
I am listening to you. What you doing
Thank
over there?
You guys, your love, huh?
What you doing over there?
laughing my myself. I don't know. I got the giggles all of a sudden. I so appreciate you.
Over there.
Huh?
I think she's dipping in something over there.
I'm dipping in something. You know what? I wouldn't tell you if I was.
We
got to keep the show. What did you say, CBD?
We can tell.
You can tell. All right. I'm going to keep the show going here, and I'm going to share another piece from one of our lovely poets, holding down out there in the world of poetry. And this is a great, phenomenal poet that I think, I really love this piece. It's really short. So this is by Ray Yerby, a.k.a. Bad Boy Number 2, and this is The Rosary of Denial. You got to love this piece. You just got to, just be quiet and take it all in. All right, we're going to keep it going here, and then we'll come back and take some more callers. All right, The Rosary of Denial. Check it out, y'all.
You came to me silently, like thieves in my temple. How dare you flick your blasphemous lashes and say you don't want to be here tonight? But your lips, like the prodigal son, return to lit on my skin, like it's without sin. Should I show you that I have the stones to cast, that we are not unthinkable? Just unthink the thinking of what others think they know. All we should do is think of the possibilities, but I digress. You see, I am sinful. I have reached in the inner workings of my soul, stole the 1 centimeter of distance between your tongue tip and my bottom lip, placed it above our deity of denial to kill every excuse not to covet the fill of your thighs, committing adulterous acts on my willpower against your logic. Even now I lie to myself, knowing full damn well that I will again use your name in vain, just to hear what it sounds like when it rains with stroke offerings on our Sabbath. While I am unholy drinking the words that you just said to me, can you not tarry with me for just a little while longer? But you came to me like temptation, 39 days into my desert, wanted me not to worship at the lips of your altar you so willingly give. How dare you kiss me with the lips of Judas, pointing lust where to find my desire, crucifying my sanity against my wants of you. I know with just 2 lips and 5 fingers of each hand, we can feed the multitudes of you and I and you. Just preach your sermon on the mount to show me that last night's Sodom and Gomorrah is right now's Eden. All you have to do is confess and say, I want to be here tonight, while fingertips count the rosary of our denial.
Down. Love that touch, that element of the thunder and the rain. It just made his expression just come out there even more powerful. Yes. What you think about that piece, CBD?
It was mellow.
I just
really
love it.
That music had me like mellowed out.
I know. Yes, Thuck has said it's soothing. I so agree with you. I love playing that here on the show. And he has definitely been in our rankings So we so appreciate that particular piece. And we're going to keep it going up in here and take the very next caller. All right. Caller from the 314. You are on the air with Miss Poetic E and Mr. BBG, who we have raising the mic tonight.
Caller from the two. What you gonna do?
That is St. Louis. Are you there, caller? All right, we'll come back to you if you're not ready, but we're gonna go down to the next caller. Caller from the 313, you are on the air for Miss Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. What you going to do to blaze my mic tonight?
Hello.
Hello. Is this Miss Poetic E in motion?
Yes.
How you doing, sister?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Glad you called in. What you gonna share with us tonight?
This is a Mother's Day poem that I've just recently written. It's titled "Mother Is."
Hey, before you start in your poem, Poetic E.
Yeah.
I'm gonna call back in because I'm getting a really loud popping sound on my phone. So I'll call back in. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I still hear it. Okay, there you go. All right, my dumb, you have the floor.
A mother is. There are many ways to describe what a mother is, but let's explain her traits. A mother is divinely made with the essence of God's glory, filled with love. She's a unique angel designed with the best jewels of heaven. A mother is a woman of valor. She knows when to be brave and when to be gentle as a lamb. She knows that all in all, her true king sits on the throne in glory, so that there is no need to worry. A mother is a woman of many talents and skills. She's a chef, a fashion designer, an administrator, an advisor, a personal confidant, and the list goes on. She is one that knows how to walk with dignity and grace, even admitting her mistakes. A true mother's characteristics are that of Proverbs 31. She is the virtuous woman every young lady wants to be. And at the end of the day, a mother is a prayer warrior, praying for the safety of her family and keeping them in perfect peace. A mother is love, adores, and follows the attributes of Christ. She is fearfully and wonderfully made. And this is for all the mothers. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, that was so lovely. We definitely have to clap it up for you. And, oh, yeah, that's right. Mother's Day is, oh, my goodness. Clap it up for my for sharing that piece, and same happy Mother's Day to you if you're a mom.
Thank you.
Right. Oh, sorry for the little interruption here. I don't know what that is, that popping noise here. You want to share very quickly, if everybody can hear you, how to reach out and touch you. I know you have a book, and, you know.
Yes, my book is Basic Thoughts, Understanding and Joining. And it is on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Target.com. And I'm on Facebook. You can look me up, Poet X in Motion Smith.
All right. We so appreciate you, my sister, and thank you for sharing. And I will definitely be getting with you any day now.
All right.
We got our fellow. I hope you remember what that means.
Yes.
I was talking to you soon, and thank you so much, my sister, again, for sharing that piece with us. All right, we're going to keep the show going here. Oh, it disappeared. Oh, maybe that was Miss X in Motion's phone. All right, my co-host is CBD.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, yeah. That must have been Poet X in Motion's phone because it stopped when we.
Did you pull me back in?
Huh? Yeah, I just pulled you back in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it must have been hers. She hung up. It stopped.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to keep the show going here. The time is far spent, but we're going to take the next caller very quickly. Caller from the 916 area code. You are on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Brother Acronym.
Well, hello, my dear brother. Welcome.
How you doing?
Welcome back.
How you doing?
I'm great.
Well, I've been doing well, you know, and I see I was put on the spot, and I didn't know what I wanted to do, but
yeah.
Wing Dog, he got at me, but I know he wanted to know, okay, like, people don't know, like, people know of me, but they know I do all type of poetry, but I'm one of them brothers that I love history and knowledge. That's why they call me a griot, but I say I'm a village elder, just to pass on the knowledge, but I'm going to do a blackout piece. It's like, but this piece is called Niggas, and he get a dose how I get down.
All right.
Niggas, 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 niggas. I see my homeboy from way back and I said, what's up, my niggas? What's up, my niggas? And I heard an OG in the background say, I know I didn't use the N-word, my brother. I know I didn't use the N-word, my brother. And I turned around and I said, what if you did, my brother? And then the OG ran up on me and said, take me two blows to the chest or hit the ground and give me 50, my brother. Take these two blows to the chest or hit the ground and give me 50, my brother. You see, this is the way I was raised up in the early 80s, trying to relate to Alex Haley, trying to understand my roots. Living in the life of maybe, trying to understand my roots. Understanding when I looked at the word root, it spoke to me and told me to represent our own traditions during Roots Week to attack against some non-black cultures that were using that word nigga. You know what I mean? You Caucasian nigga, you Asian nigga, you Russian nigga, you Latin nigga. Let me hear you call your mama nigga. You can't, because your mama will slap the taste out your mouth, nigga. Let me see you call your daddy nigga. You can't, because your daddy will put you so quick on your back, nigga. Let me see you go to any ghetto deprived neighborhood and use that word, nigga. I watch how quick white trash and black folks getting that ass, nigga. But your excuse is, I don't use the way you use it, my brother. I use it N-I-G-G-A, my nigga. I use it like hip-hop, my nigga. My nigga. When have your parents taught you about the revolution of black folks trying to make it to a righteous life, my brother? My brother? But I guess you got my name with acronyms, and you used the word N-I-G-G-A, my nigga. I looked at the word nigga, and it spoke to me and told me, notice ignorance getting greater attention, my nigga. Notice ignorance getting greater attention, my nigga. And just because you date somebody or have children by somebody and using that word nigga in a domestic violence situation, my nigga, doesn't even count, my nigga. Even calling your kids, my nigga. And when I look at the word nigga, it speaks to me and tells me, notice ignorance getting greater attention, my nigga, my nigga. And it's crazy how they think, like, if I wear Rockaware, I could look tougher like a nigga. If I wear Sean John, I could look smooth like a nigga. If I have a bald head fade with a throwback with a matching pullback on with my pants on sag, I can be down with my niggas. If I have a pair of Jordans on my feet, I can fit in with my niggas. If I have at least two black friends, I can observe and relate and be accepted by my niggas. So you's a dumbass nigga. Or should I go back to the days when your ancestors disrespected my ancestors and call you a dumbass nigger? Nigger meaning naive, experienced guys and gals in danger reality, nigga. Comes from the two root words, negative growth, put on black folks as a curse, nigga. Put on the curse, nigga. But you's a dumbass, nigga. And white folks have the nerve to create their own society and call themselves wiggers. Wiggers meaning want to be an experienced guys and gals acquiring sin, nigga. Have the nerve to wear do-rags on their head to keep their hair flat, nigga. To hide the truth, the hair really goes straight up like pine needles, nigga. To tell the truth, they really made of wood, nigga. My Uncle Freddy then told me, watch out for the attack of the clones, nigga. And when I seen my first clone, nigga, and when I learned how to spell clone, nigga, I looked at the word clones, and it spoke to me and told me Caucasians live off Negro energy, my nigga. So I went down to the neighborhood, started seeing these clones trying to act like us, talk like us, walk like us, even try to romance our women like us, nigga. And when I looked at the word clones, nigga, it spoke to me and told me these cultures leech off Negro energy, nigga. They don't even stop. If you're thinking I'm lying, go back to the dynasty era when black folks was on top. And it's referred to this day and era, we looking at it as hip-hop. But if you think I'm lying, nigga, look at these clones, nigga. And when I look at the word clones, nigga, it let me know these cultures still love our Negro energy, nigga. But let the revolution start, nigga. Watch how quick these culture clones transform back to their natural state, nigga. It's even a trip out. Asians want to be niggas. Look at the word Asian, nigga. It's spelled A-S-I-A-N, nigga. It really means African, China, all nations, nigga. And you think it's okay to say the word nigga because you heard Kanye West say he was messing with some gold, nigga, but she wasn't messing with no broke, nigga. But the music industry didn't give you permission to use that word, nigga. You see, you don't see black folks running around here talking about I'm a wetback, nigga. I'm a redneck, nigga. Or I'm a FOB fresh off the boat free on board, nigga. But to tell you the truth about these FOB niggas, all these cultures are feeding off black folks, nigga. And white America tried to say my black ancestors were descendants of monkeys, nigga. So I took a trip down history lane, nigga. I think we was wild now. Who was hyperactive, and this time and there, I guess they'll call me a hyphy nigga. When I wanted to the word monkey nigga, the word spoke to me and told me my own Negro knowledge educated Jew, nigga. And white America got scared, trying to say my black folks involved the apes. So I looked in the mirror, nigga. I seen we got wiser, we got smarter, we got stronger, nigga. So when I looked at the word apes, nigga, it spoke to me and told me Africans perfected everything, nigga. See, this is how I figure, nigga. I be in these streets like Huey P. and Malcolm X giving the word, nigga. Make sure my black people see the light and know that I'm down for them, nigga. I'll die for you today, don't even know you, because the knowledge is so deep, it's still going to pass on, nigga. That's so beautiful about being black, nigga. Understand, when you look at the word rhythm, it tells you real honor, real honor, real honor you teach us many, nigga. That's how I see you, nigga. I can go to any country, don't even know the language. Look at the back of my skin tone. Find that groove and ride the same rhythm, nigga. There's no way these culture clones can be like us, nigga. But by the end of this poem, you're going to remember that brother Akronis who taught you about the niggas, 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 niggas.
Akronis! Thank you, my brother. He took us all to that. Y'all didn't get the skill and the knowledge that was flowing up in here. You can see you in the chat room. You're getting the love. You just so deserve.
Oh, you know, that was from my dog, Wing Dog. I told him, like, we do a lot of blackouts. So they just, it's just like, I try to bring up the past because he's like, you know, I'm 44 years old. And, you know, I tell cats, you know, I'm a poet, but look at me as the village elder because I could transfer this knowledge anywhere because it's up to you what you do. It's like I tell people, I don't care how much money you got because you don't have to have money. The value is you. Your value creates income. And the income could come any way through barter and trade, but it's how strong your spirit is to draw.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. You want anybody? You want to share anything? You have a book, or you want it?
I'm working on a book right now. I've been asked. I've been doing this for 13 years. It'll be my 14th year. Never dropped an album. Never did a book because I feel like I knew God gave me a gift. I used to be one of them poets. I go anywhere. I don't care who the hottest poet in town is, because I'm awesome. I love poetry, you know. So I love poetry because it's an outlet to release knowledge, you know. And I love originality. I love the pure essence of it because poetry is the last essence of the of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s vibe that they had with the, when you heard it in the Barclays, Whitney's music, Luther's music, Dramatics, I can just go on, you know, that soul. And I believe poetry holds that true essence. That's why it won't blow up, because if you blow it up, it's going to turn, because the first example trying to blow it up is Slam. And you look at Slam, all the kids are sounding alike. They don't have no originality.
Right. So true.
And just to give you some insight, you know, they're teaching the kids, and you can do the research. Just remember, all you got to do is watch. Remember Shaquille O'Neal's All-Star Comedy Slam? All-Star Comedy?
Yeah.
Remember Ari Spears was on there, right?
Yeah.
Ari Spears, the comedian, used to be on Mad TV. Remember, he's an actor, and he did a Greek cadence doing the movie 300. But the same cadence is the cadence they're teaching these kids. So what are they really teaching them? Because the words are more powerful than what you're saying, you know what I'm saying? Because I learned that each letter is a melody, but when you put them together, it creates a rhythm. And then that's why I do acronyms so much, because I can bounce the melodies to another rhythm.
Right. Yes. Woo. You definitely kicked the knowledge here tonight, and we certainly appreciate you for just really sharing that piece with us. You know, it's definitely a different flavor, different style, and you have to be able to appreciate it. I remember when you first came on the show. It's been a while, but I'm so glad you came tonight.
I'm back on the internet now because, I mean, I've been on the internet off and on for the past 7, 8 years. I say 8 years. And a lot of my friends, you don't be on the internet no more. And I was like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to make it like known I'm always on the internet. So you're going to see me every week on your show. If I miss a week, I have a show. I'm going to be a very big support. And don't think, see, in my book I'm writing, that's why I say I got a book coming out called it's called A Poetry Book, and it's an acronym, but I'm not going to tell you the acronym after it's published. But everybody's name that I be doing, like Soft Kisses to yours, Poetic Energy to Stevie G's, it started off as acronym practice. I've been doing this for years, like see somebody's name on Blog Talk or Twitter or whatever, and I just make an acronym out their name. So when I was writing my book, I said, you know what, I'm going to dedicate all the people's names that I did, from athletes, everybody that I met, and dedicate a page in their names and acronyms. But I'm not going to put it in alphabetical order, because if I put it in alphabetical order, it'll be easy for you to find. But I'm just going to put it on the page, so you would have to look, oh, I didn't know he knew this person, or he got my name. Oh, hey, you go, you know.
I still have the one you did for me about a year and a half ago, I believe. I still have that in my notes, actually.
And I believe I still got it. I save everything. I save every acronym of people's names because, you know, their names have meanings. You know, if they spit a poem I like, or just seeing them, it's a trip. I can see a person text, you know, in the chat room, and I feel that, like, words, like I said, letters give off a melody. I'm like, damn. I roll with the punch with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel you, my brother. I so appreciate you for coming through, and I can't wait for that book to come out because you got me anticipating that, you know, reading it.
It's just a book of poems, you know what I'm saying, but it's just, I mean, just to know that people appreciate the way I speak and the way I put out my poetry. I never thought anybody would I feel like I write weird. Meaning, I start in the middle of the page, and I let it shape into a picture, whatever the words create.
Mm, it just makes you unique. That's all. Not weird. Unique. Oh, right. We're going into a little bit of overtime here, but that's all right because we're enjoying our conversation. We do have one or two other poets that want to fall through before we close it all down. But again, acronyms, thank you so much for coming through. We certainly appreciate your presence here. And thank you for sharing that piece with us. And we look forward to all the things that you have coming up. And we definitely will show some sort of support and love to you.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. That was Acronyms, you guys. Ooh, the great. All right, I think we have another poet on the mic. So let's take this very next caller before we shut the show down. Welcome to 202. You are on the air with Ms. Poetic and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping to the mic tonight?
It's me. I'm back. Lowry.
Hey. All right.
Hey, you mind if I end on an erotic note?
Oh, no. No, go ahead.
You're going to write like this one. This is called Sexual Superhero. Fucking you having me feeling like Fred Flintstone when I bust that nut inside and go inside of you yelling yabba dabba do. I be feeling for you to the point that you nickname me Horny Boy Floyd when we're near a bedroom and I calmly say stage left, and as soon as I enter your room I'm going heavens to Murgatroyd. Babe, sexing you is like a sport, especially when you ride the horse, of course. But before I explore your body to its core, I got to have a taste test. I'm feeling like Pac-Man with the strong tongue chewing real slow. Your pussy will be that of little wet juices of ghosts and goblins into which I swallow whole. When I'm around you, I'm mild-mannered like Bruce Banner. Then as soon as I see that look in your eye, my nature starts to bulge and rip out my clothes, even yours, like I'm the Incredible Hulk. Wait, stop. I just wait, stop, and peep you in far away, standing in the window naked, screaming for me to save you from forceful, horny captivation. And I take off like Superman, or better yet, Aquaman, holding my dick in my hand and screaming, I have the power. I come to save the day in yours by riding the force of evil, lustful villains surrounding you as your pussy turns into a vicious thundercat that's ready for my sword to serve and devour. Baby, I'ma use my sword to cure your womb of the residue of those mental lustful demons that are preyed upon you until you're being dense by my sword and good forces of your juices overflow. Then as my sword releases little liquid soldiers marching into clear pathways for orgasmic war, G.I. Joe. Baby, I'ma give you a new meaning of the saying, getting your panties in a bunch. And by the time I'm finished with tangling you in a bottom lip lock, I'ma be a smooth version of Cap'n Crunch. Baby, you're going to be the fuel that makes my engine can do and be courageous. Having your pussy is like finding a gym that's truly outrageous. As your water splish splash on my face, you'll be calling me the freaky Aquaman. Then I'll whoop your patty cake until I be your baker's man. Baby, come fill on my Yankee Doodle as I make you dandy. We'll jump from breakfast to dessert as you go cuckoo for my Cocoa Puffs and want to taste my candy. Just let me be a sexual superhero, and that's my piece.
All right, now, yabba dabba do. All right, Lucky. I you know what, Larry? You wrote for that. Now I got to go to sleep and think about it. Thank you.
Wow. Don't be causing no stir. Don't be causing no drama while you're going to sleep.
No drama.
Good night, Larry.
Oh, Larry, thank you so much for sharing that piece. I like that piece. Very fun and very interesting. All right.
Yo, Stevie, that was for you too, man. I had to play with you on that one.
All right, bro.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Laurie Atlas. We so appreciate
you
as always.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to, I guess Stevie G going to take us home tonight. Before we do that, I'm going to make a quick announcement. Just make sure that you guys, May 18th, finally, the Homeless Crime Anthology will be hitting the market. So all of you guys that have been highly anticipating the moment has come. On May 18th, our second anthology with Michael Michelle Publishing, entitled The Homeless Cry, will be hitting the market. And you guys will be able to get that collection as well. And the documentary will follow thereafter. And remember, if you want to reach out and touch me at 734-365-6689 regarding performing in Michigan, if you're in the Michigan area, make sure you reach out and touch me. We've got all of our major people lined up, so we're going to just let that flow and the information can now be heard. And we finally got our guy, our host, down on lock. So now we can go forward. So make sure you reach out and touch me if you're interested in performing here in the Michigan area. I promise you it's a nice, nice place, and, you know, it's going to be a great, great time. So make sure you connect with me as soon as you can. All right, with that being said, I'm going to give the mic over to my co-host and let him do what he must do.
Good night, y'all. But before we go, I got to play a little Angie Stone.
All right.
Y'all have a great weekend. Catch you next week.
All right. Good night.
Good night.